This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Text line because he said his eldest starts high school today, and he told a story about how his boss said, "No, you will be at your daughter's kindergarten."
That's right. Yeah, my youngest starts high school today. Oldest has got high school tomorrow as a sophomore. That doesn't matter anymore.
I was saying she's a seasoned vet, man.
Yeah. She's like Mahomes year two.
Yeah, exactly.
Just do it again.
Right.
So from the 815 says, my daughter starts kindergarten next week, and I'm trying to decide whether to take off work for
it. Yes, take off work for it. And I was you 10, 15 years ago when my kid started kindergarten. And I told you, my boss, John Hansen, at the time said to me, he says, look, your kid's starting kindergarten. You don't get many of these moments. You're taking the rest of the day off. You're going to go out there, and you're going to be there on kindergarten day. And I've kind of lived by that. So that was the first child that did that. Then the second year, I said, well, I got another kindergarten, so I'm going to do that again. Then eighth grade graduation, you know, I left early, you know, this year to be with my kid. Work, man, is work. Your family is your family, and you've got to prioritize your family and your kids. Your kids will always remember, you know, if you're there, right? You've got to be present for your children, and that's what I believe. Like nothing's getting in the way of being at a kid's event for the next 4 years, right? Like, we've got four more years of doing this parenting thing, and then they're both be in college and doing their own thing, and you'll look back and go, man, I wish I would have. You don't want those I wish I would have moments, and it's so hard, Dusty, in the moment of, man, I can't leave my job. No, you can. You can. And if you have a boss that won't let you leave your job, then maybe you should leave your job permanently. If they're making you prioritize your job over your family, that's not a place to be and a place to work, and I don't think any office should be doing that to anybody in any line of work. Your kid has their first day of kindergarten once. Mm-hmm. And look, I was that guy. I didn't know. I felt strange about it. But that's because I had a good boss who came in and goes, no, you're doing that. He took that away from me, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you talk about bosses and managers all the time and setting you up for success. Sometimes the boss has to be that guy who tells you what you're going to do because you're not setting yourself up for success. And I wasn't going to go to the kindergarten thing because I'm on the air till 10 a.m. I'm like, oh, do it at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. And that's where my boss took that away from me, took that stressor away from me and said, no, man, you're going to go and you're going to do that. And I think about that every year on the first day of school. Like, a lot of people come into your life and they're your boss or they're a friend or they're a 10-minute person here or a 15-minute person there. You try to take something away from every relationship. John and I have a great relationship to this day. We still talk all the time. And when he did that for me, it was like, you really took a major, major stressor away from me and allowed me to go do that. You told me to go do that. You didn't make me ask or feel awkward about doing something like that. And so I always will appreciate him. Like the guy before who was calling me in the delivery room asking if I was going to be in the next day. That was trash. But go is the long and the short of it. You've got one opportunity to do this for your kid. Be there on the first day of kindergarten. It does matter, man. It does.
Yeah. Just a few days ago, you were there for Alex Gold.
That's right.
Dad, you don't really have to come if you don't want to. Nobody else's parents are.
But that's always what it is, right? That's in the kid playbook. Nobody else. Yeah.
It's fine.
Nobody else's parent is going to come, right? And everybody's parents there.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
My parents had the video recorder on the shoulder.
Oh, hell yeah.
Heck yeah, man.
Looked like they were getting some B-roll.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, mom's bawling her eyes out. He's never coming back. 3 hours later. I hope day two starts soon.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like, you have this, and I think a lot of the sentimentality is you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're realizing you're getting older and life is moving really, really fast. And you're like, man, I can't slow this thing down. Because I'll be honest with you, the older you get, every day goes faster and faster and faster. And watching the kids, you're like, oh my God. I mean, you look at your schedule and we're booked every weekend from here to the end of the year. I mean, it's insane with how busy the kids are and how fast things go. And that's why you do need to appreciate those moments, man. Like, your job, whatever it is, that crap will be there when you get back to the office. And the kindergarten thing is about 5 or 10 minutes, you know, kiss your kid goodbye. And then you can be on your way and go back to work. And if your boss is a jerk about it, I'd put in my 2 weeks. I really would. Like, you can't give me 20 minutes off to go watch my kid's first day of kindergarten. F you, pal.
The number texted back, will do, Bob. Thank you for the advice. I was leaning that way for sure. And then somebody says family first. Another person texts in and says, I work to live. I don't live to work.
That's right.
And then the 913, this is good. This is fun. And then we'll get into the Travis Kelce stat. From the 913, I had to leave a mandatory Saturday morning early last spring for my kids' championship game. My boss was cool and basically just said to me, go be a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Meant the world to me.
Yeah.
That's a good boss.
Yep.
That's a good work environment.
Great. I mean, that
makes you get up in the morning and not be like, when your friend's like, you don't like work? No, I love work. It's great. I don't have any issues with it because I have people there that are all like humanizing the same way that I am.
Right.
Which is good to have.
Yeah. And you know, also too, like if your boss does that for you, you're going to work harder. You're going to work better for that boss. You're going to like working in that environment. It's great for your employee to be a boss like that, who's understanding and gets it and has a clue and whatnot. So I've always thought, and I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but like if you're in a management position, probably should have been a parent to understand what your employees are going through who have kids. Like these workaholics that work 18 hours a day and expect everybody else to do that, and then they go home and there's nothing going on there. Like, that's on you, man. Like, I got other things outside of my job, you know, that I want to do. And if you have a boss, that's why I think bosses and people who are in position of power should have had families and understand what every employee that has a family is going through. And sometimes there's going to be situations where family does take precedence over work.
So last night, I don't know if you guys ever do this, but you'll start pondering like who is maybe like all time in certain stats or categories, like whether it be baseball. And you're like, I wonder how many home runs like Salvador Perez is behind when it comes to not just 300, as he is six away, right?
Yep.
Until he gets to 300. And then, you know, I'll get to our poll question here in about 5 minutes because it's kind of relevant to the topic all in one. And I'm thinking to myself last night, I'm like, okay, Travis Kelce, if this is it, you know, talking about, well, the Royals play today at noon or at one. There's probably not going to be a whole lot on TV tonight. I think there's not really much.
Well, nobody's showing anything tonight because of the podcast release.
Yeah. And so I was like, well, I guess I could just watch the podcast. That's kind of entertaining. I'll just put it on my TV and watch it on, you know, YouTube or whatever. And then I was thinking to myself, I was like, where does Travis Kelce rank when it comes to like all-time yards?
I think the MLB canceled all their night games because of the podcast.
Yeah. Everybody's just stuck in the orange. And so Travis Kelce has 12,151 yards receiving. And I thought to myself, okay.
That's pretty good.
Because we were trying to figure out, a couple of guys of mine were just sitting there, you know, shooting the breeze. And we're like, isn't Jerry Rice the all-time yards leader in the NFL? My buddy's like, yeah, I think like it's the wild stat of like who's second.
Yeah.
So any guesses of who's the second all-time receiving leader in the NFL?
Give me a minute here. Let me, oh boy. Randy Moss.
Randy Moss is fourth.
Okay. Chris Carter.
He is 13th.
Okay.
Michael Irvin.
He didn't play long enough. No,
Michael Irvin's not even in the top 20.
Yeah.
Boy.
When I say you're going to go, it's one of those forehead slaps.
Yeah. Don't tell me just yet. Go move on to the next thing. And let me think about who's number two.
So if Travis Kelce,
Tim Brown,
He is seventh on the list. So if Travis Kelce has 800, I believe it's 895 yards receiving this year, he will surpass Jason Witten, who is 20th on the all-time receiving yards.
Not list. Tight ends. Total.
Total.
Okay.
So he would then be the second tight end in the top 20. He is not going to catch Tony Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez has 15,127 receiving yards, which is nuts. And he is sixth all-time on that list. So you have got one, you have four, you have six, and seven that you now know on your top list. Obviously, Jerry Rice leads all receiving yard leaders with 22,895.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Kelce, if he has 895 receiving yards this year, which is doable, which is a number, Mac, I think you and I are both very happy with. Like, that's a good number.
That'd be great.
Would that be a wash number, or would he not be washed if he does 895?
He's not washed either
33, year 13, 895.
Jeez. Yeah,
I'm cool with that.
895 has to be, like, that's right? The target this year now. I've just decided for Travis and them. Like, you want to know little things. 895, Dusty sent that out last night. I'm like, you got to take the over. They know, because if you know, they know.
Because Jason Witten sits 20th all time at 13,046. So 895 yards for Travis Kelce, he would tie that number. So really 896 is the number you're looking for Travis Kelce to be 20th
all time. Larry Fitzgerald.
That is number two.
All right. That's a great one. Yes.
Nice.
So to tell you how good Larry Fitzgerald was, he had 17,492 receiving yards in his career. Jerry Rice, 22,895.
Good Lord.
Will that record ever be broken?
No, I don't. 17-game schedule changes a lot.
That's fair.
I want to say no. I want to say that's like...
Because Larry Fitzgerald played for 16 years,
yeah,
and he's still 5,000 yards behind.
How many years did Rice play?
From 85 to 04, so 19.
19 years. In the last couple of years.
Don't really count the Seahawks and the Raiders or
the Broncos. I mean, people forget he played for the Broncos for a hot minute out there, but I don't even think he played in a regular season game for Denver. It was like a camp type thing. He's like, all right, I'm done here. So Larry Fitzgerald is two, and we didn't get number three yet?
Mm-mm.
Give me the team.
Which one?
For the number three guy.
Philly and Dallas.
Oh, T.O.
Yeah.
Then it's Randy Moss. Then it's Isaac Bruce, Tony Gonzalez, Tim Brown, Steve Smith Sr., Marvin Harrison, and Reggie Wayne. It's crazy that Manning had 28,000 yards receiving.
Yeah, right. He had two top 10 receivers.
That's right. Yeah.
And Patrick Mahomes had Kadrapius Tony and still won a Super Bowl. Yeah. Peyton Manning couldn't get out of his own way at times in the postseason. Enough.
So
sorry, Bob. Back away.
So never had a defense, but yes.
Then you start looking at names that Travis Kelce could surpass this year to get to the top 20. He will pass guys like Jimmy Smith, Antonio Brown, Brandon Marshall,
Antonio Brown,
Art Monk,
man,
Irving Fryer.
Those are great.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
Now, Mike Evans has 12,684. We can just go ahead and bet Mike Evans has 1,000 yards receiving. He's done it forever. Yep. First year, first ballot Hall of Famer. But to think about Travis Kelce's legacy that we had done on 8-7 day and then the day with like the podcast announcement, the GQ magazine article and all that sort of stuff, like this is why. Like we say winning is successful, but to be the second tight end and only two tight ends in that realm, like what he's doing in Kansas City, but also what he's doing for record books and how he's done it. Three-time Super Bowl champion, right? Going to be probably in the top 20 of receiving yards in the history of his career and be one of only two tight ends. And the other one was basically a Chief his entire career. Welcome to Tight End University, Kansas City Chiefs. So like, that's where it's crazy to me is like, not only is he done this in his entire career and put up these numbers because he's technically been a wide receiver one on this team for six of 8 years outside of the three big Tyreek Hill years. But like those numbers don't lie. Like that's where stats support a career.
Absolutely.
Because
yeah.
Consistency at its finest. Mike Evans, right? Same thing. Mike Evans has all those yards because he put 1,000 yards together for 10 consecutive seasons. And I think that when you look at that and you think about where the situation he came into, because we talk about, well, life after Kelce is going to be tough for whoever takes that role. Imagine Tony Gonzalez sixth all time, and yet we still will say that Travis Kelce is the best tight end that ever played football, and he's going to be 13 spots behind receiving yards with Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, and I think Tony would probably say the same thing, right? Like Tony Gonzalez also played in an era where there wasn't much going on from an offensive passing standpoint here in Kansas City, right? When he came in the early Marty days, it was ground and pound and run, and he was really like your only target that you had out there. And then obviously the Vermeil era came in, but Tony Gonzalez was the featured, you know, wide receiver in all of that, right? He was featured over Eddie Kinnison and Johnny Morton and some of those guys back in the day. Like Tony Gonzalez was that number one option in the early days of the passing era of the NFL, and then went to Atlanta, and obviously they threw the ball, you know, all around the yard. But Travis Kelce, man, like he will go down, in my opinion, as the best tight end, because he is such a game changer, and he does stuff that Tony Gonzalez couldn't do. Like, no, nobody, and enough, not to take away from Tony G at all, but that Travis Kelce move, man, fake right, turn left, like it's textbook every single time, and it works. And I think he's better in the open field, in my opinion, than Tony Gonzalez. Tony G was great in the back of the end zone, going up over the defense and, you know, making the alley-oop type catch and slamming it home over the goalposts and whatnot, and that was awesome and everything. But I think Travis Kelce is a better overall tight end. Jason Witten being in that category, he's one of those guys for me that I'll never remember that he was any good. And I know he was. But
talk to Tony Romo about
it. But he'll be one of those guys where I just like, oh, yeah, Jason Witten never really did it for me. You know, just never did. I don't know. Just never got on the Jason Witten train or didn't care much about Jason Witten or anything like that. Never had the memorable moment. Travis Kelce, Tony Gonzalez, memorable moments, right? Jason Witten played for Dallas. You'd think that one of the networks would have shown something
so
memorable.
Maybe Matt can agree with this, and I think you will too, where the baseball card game, you know, Gene does this well, right?
Yeah.
Like the baseball card game has introduced me to prospects and more knowledgeable baseball, right?
Yeah, right.
Whereas like Jason Witten, I knew because fantasy football. And fantasy football kind of does the same thing
sure
as a baseball industry. Like, I'll get a guy on my team that's like, oh yeah, I forgot that the Raiders took a receiver in the second round. They don't really have anybody else to throw to, other than Brock Bowers and your boy from
Jacoby Myers?
Yeah, Jacoby Myers.
Isn't that a law firm, Jacoby and Myers?
Yeah. Yeah. 555-5555. And so, you know, you kind of get into that. I think that's why, you know, people outside of, you know, Dallas and Casey Homers or whatever would be like, oh yeah, Jason Witten. Yeah, that was Tony Romo's like number one target outside of Terrell Owens when he was double teamed in Dallas. Jason Witten was just a target galore. And
problem is no postseason success. And that's really when you make your name as one of those great players, in my opinion. You have those moments in the playoffs that we're all watching and we all remember. Jason Witten, obviously great career. Very milquetoast career, though. There's really nothing special about Jason Witten's career other than length.
Yeah, he wasn't an explosive player. No yards after the catch. He just caught the ball, got the first down.
That's, yeah.
Did what he needed to do. Got to the six and got touchdowns. One thing in this Tony G, Travis Kelce, you know, stat conversation that I think is going under-talked about is 95 more games played for Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah.
3,000.
Travis missed a whole season.
But right. 95 games and 3,000 more yards.
Yeah.
Only 3,000 more yards in 95 games.
Yeah, that's
games.
That's
do,
crazy.
Do the math there. Yeah. That's how good Travis, that's what we're talking about. Imagine if Travis Kelce had 95 more games. He'd be the leader of all time. He'd be up there with...
I mean, imagine if Travis Kelce was 10 years younger and had these stats right now, right? Because that's about what it would have been,
that's
you know, 95 games is...
It's crazy. It's
a lot. I mean, that's what, five seasons, basically, of football. If Travis was 5 years younger and had these numbers and then had five more years of playing time ahead of him, I mean, yeah, he would pass Jerry Rice in that category.
Nuts.
And then other people would say, well, imagine how much more yards he'd have last year if he wasn't distracted by Hollywood.
That's
he
right.
wasn't washed. Because according to this GQ article, he admits that the last 2 years he has not been as dedicated to training because of all the acting gigs.
Yeah.
So this season, apparently,
back to training.
Back to square one.
Yeah, went down to Miami and got back with his trainer that he had before the last couple of years. And, like, I'm just going to zero in and I'm going to focus on football, which also, again, leads to the fact that this is going to be the last year for Travis Kelce, right? You want to go out with a bang. You don't want to go out with a 400-yard receiving season and people go, you should have gone a year earlier. Mm-hmm. So he's dedicating himself, obviously, to getting back. And I love that. But I also don't resent the fact that Travis Kelce used his off time to experience what life would be like after football, because that's what you have to do as an athlete. Not for long is what the NFL stands for. You get 3.5 years, basically. Travis is doing what everybody in sports should be doing, and that's having whatever career it is, after sports. There are too many of these guys that go broke and have no idea what to do when sports is all said and done and they're 28 years old going, where do I go now? I'm only 28 and everything I've known for the last 28 years is done. Travis has taken advantage of his opportunities and doing that. And if you're going to say you didn't compete to the level that you wanted to compete in last year, Travis, I would say don't worry about it, bro. You basically had 2 1,000-yard seasons and you went to 2 Super Bowls. Like, if that's not focusing in on the offseason enough, I hate to see what they, like, I've been telling you guys this since the Super Bowl ended. This could be a wild year, man. This is going to be a wild year. And then this story with him and a snake and an alligator and a construction jacket. I'm going to reenact that construction jacket picture, by the way, in a pool somewhere.
Oh,
it's
what a wind jam.
That's right.
You better get some chest hair.
I got plenty of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got plenty of the chest
taco
hair.
Taco meat up there.
No, I got the whole thing. You want to see it? We can show it to the camera. I got plenty. I got plenty of chest hair up there.
Screenshot that.
So I will put that vest on and I will stand in that water like Travis Kelce. But if the last 2 years he didn't dedicate, and this is what he did, I'm telling you, it's going to be fun, man. This is going to be so fun.
He looked like Scott Hall in that picture. Hey, yo, he just needed a toothpick and flick it at the camera. Hey, McMahon. But no, it's like you said, it could be the last year. And so the poll question today,
ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Which brings us to the question on the Fan 965 on X. Do you want to see one more year of Salvador Perez in the Royals? Or do you want to see one more year of Travis Kelce with the Chiefs?
I'm going to plead the fifth.
All right, McGuire. So that is our question today, because that was a conversation throughout the Royals tea leaves, right? The wins, the losses, the season, the wild card, all that sort of stuff. And it's, well, do they pick up the team option for Salvador Perez next year?
Damn well better.
And then the other thing is like, well, Travis Kelce goes out there and looks pretty damn good. Like, is this really the last year? And it lets me think, like, as a fan with two of, like, probably will go down as the second greatest in their team's franchise history.
No question.
Right? It'll always be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brett, and it'll always be Mahomes. It'll then be Salvi, and then it'll be Travis Kelce. There's mm-hmm. a lot of parallels to their career. And I ask you as a listener and as a fan of the show, would you rather see Salvador Perez come back for one more year with the Royals, or would you rather see Travis Kelce come back for one more year with the Chiefs?
I'm going to take the cop-out approach on this one.
Fair point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.